Radio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
Been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country. A new kind of suit. She's gone country.
Welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to welcome you to our show this evening. If you are tuning in, you've either called into our live number at 347-857-3760, and we thank you for that. You are more than welcome tonight to just press 1 if you want to come in and join us and visit with our guest. Maria will be in our host chat room, and she will welcome you in and let us know you're on the phone. Or you've logged on and are streaming from any smartphone, laptop, or tablet at www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio, and that's F-O-R-E, radio. And you've clicked our beautiful red boots and have logged on and are listening via streaming. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. If you want to go back and catch any of our archives, you're always welcome to find those on our website, and that is at www.shesgonecountry.us. And if you go to our radio show page, all of our past and previous broadcasts will be located there. You can just click on any of those that you want to listen to, or you can see our upcoming guests that are coming on the show. So with that being said, I just want to welcome to the show tonight with me first my beautiful, beautiful co-host and guest co-host, Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, are you there?
Hi, Becky. This is Vicki. I'm here. So excited about tonight's show.
Hi, Becky. This is Donalyn. I'm here.
Oh, yay, all the ladies are here tonight, and I know it has been a crazy, crazy month of May. There's so many things going on. Donalyn, I know, is really super busy with her 20th anniversary in addition for Western Wishes, and I know my Aunt Vicki is really, really busy, and I'm just going to blurt it out there. Congratulations to my Aunt Vicki. She is getting married this coming Saturday, and I wish her all the best on that day. I wish I could be there, but I, of course, am tied up still with my son and regionals. He's made it to regionals. So we all are just really crazy busy. Are you guys surviving down there all right?
I'm excited. I get to be there. I wish you could be there, Becky.
I do wish you could be there, but I understand. So we'll celebrate later, but thank you. Donalyn, can't wait to see you.
I know it. It's going to be a lot of Oregonians there, too. It's going to be like our girlfriends over in Oregon.
Absolutely. They flew into Austin today.
Yep. Oh, good. Great.
Well, ladies, we're going to have a fun show tonight. And, you know, listeners, if you are listening in tonight and have never tuned in before, just a little bit of background. She's Gone Country with Becky was a something that was laid on my heart in my lap about 6 to 7 months ago. Well, actually, it was almost a year ago. It was August last year. And we just started the show in October. And this show is all about empowering and elevating everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love the country way of life, who love the Western way of life, and want to inspire and educate those that don't, and really just bridge the gap in the generations from generations today to generations past and the generations in the future so we can keep the heart of the American cowboy alive. And in doing so, we have a gentleman on the phone with us tonight, our special guest tonight. He's more like family, and, you know, we have a lot of family on the show, and that's, you know, really just kind of one of the great aspects of the American cowboy and the cowboy and Western way of life is that somehow, some way, if you're involved in the Western way of life or rodeo or any aspect of it, some way, somehow, you're connected. And tonight with us, we have a gentleman by the name of Jason Maddox, and he is from Roseburg, Oregon. And Jason is the producer and founder of Challenge of Champions Tour, and I'm going to let him explain a little bit about that and go into more detail about that, but we go way, way back. He is very good friends with my cousin Brett and my brother Jesse, and they went to college together, and I think he's more like an adopted son to my Aunt Vicky. So, Jason Maddox, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here. This is great.
Oh, well, we're excited to have you.
No, yep. Vicky's pretty much my second mom. She put up with me as I was growing up, so she's the one that made me eat all my vegetables. So, I always have a special part of my heart.
You know.
Well,
I'd
hear from you.
And, Victor, your little, I don't know if your phone's fading out or your little muscle, but I'm having a
little
bit of a hard time.
Is that a little better? Can you guys hear me better?
Jason, you're good. I'm thinking Aunt Vicky might be a little bit
low.
So I'll let her work on that. But, Jason, just so you know, Blog Talk Radio is a worldwide platform, so we have our live listeners tonight, and we have folks that will come back and listen to our archives later. And we are because we are on Blog Talk, we're a worldwide platform where anybody from anywhere around the world can listen. And as I tell my guests, we have folks that know about our show that tune in from Greece, from the island of Crete, from Canada, all the way up from Mexico. And so some folks may know a little bit about you, and others may not know anything about you. So I just always ask the next 2-3 minutes, if you could just share a little bit about who you are, where you come from, your background and history, and let everybody know who Jason Maddox is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I grew up in Wickenburg, and I met Vicky, obviously her boy, Brett, and then me and my brother grew up in Wickenburg. We got to know each other, and what we did as kids is we learned how to ride steers, and I actually hated it. I hated riding steers. My brother and Brett, they were good. I wasn't. I was scared to death. So that's that. But we grew up doing the rodeo stuff. We got to go to college rodeoing. We grew up, me and my brother actually moved away from Brett and Vicky when they went to New Mexico. We went to Phoenix, and we kind of got away from rodeo and got back into Phoenix, and we did football and baseball. When I was 17, my dad gave me the choice of either rodeoing or playing baseball still, and I haven't looked back. I've been rodeoing ever since. And it was funny. Never rode a steer in my whole life, but I could ride bulls every now and again, so I was pretty lucky. It was fun. But so we went to college in Odessa, and that's where I got to meet your brother. And I bet there Coach Watkins alone is probably one of the biggest inspirations in my life besides Vicky and, you know, the Custer's or anybody like that. It's been just a blessing that we even got to stay there, let alone rodeo for him. So we went to Odessa, and me and Jesse and Brett and my brother. And my brother was 10 times better than me and Brett alone. He had more talent in one finger than we did in our whole bodies. But for some reason, he grew up faster than I think me and Brett ever could. So, we stayed rodeoing. Brett and then they were older than I was, and same with my brother. So they got out of Odessa a year before me and my brother did. And so they went to UNLV, and we transferred over there. Still rodeoed. So met back up with Brett and Jesse, and again, we were roommates there just like we were in Odessa. Still rodeoed for the college at UNLV. And then we ended up, I met my wife there, Natalie Tatone, which is a weird story. I mean, I grew up with Brett and Vicky. They came from Roseburg. What is the chance of me meeting a girl from Roseburg and moving back to their hometown? So it's crazy. I mean, God has a way of life that you just don't understand. It's a plan that's just amazing. And I knew everybody around her but her. So, I rodeoed, college rodeo, professional rodeo, and after college, we rodeoed pretty hard. Me and Brett had a lot of fun together. Rodeoed really, really, really hard for a long time. Had a lot of fun. Brett kind of, he got married, and, you know, I was still single. Well, I had a girlfriend, and I still rodeoed a little bit, and then I moved up to Roseburg and slowed down a lot. And me and my wife got married in 05, and live in Roseburg now and absolutely love it. It's where it is. It's wet. I never thought it would stop raining there my first year. I thought I was going to drown, you know, coming from the desert. And so in 09, I started, I always wanted to, I didn't know how to leave bull riding. So I didn't know what I was going to do after I was done riding bulls. And I always wanted to put on bull ridings and started a thing they called the Mad Dog Series, Winter Series. We started with 3 events in 09, and in 05 now we have 15 events. And next year we're going to have anywhere from 18 to 21. So.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's,
now,
you know.
We changed it from the Mad Dog Series to now it's the Challenge of Champions Tour. We're on our second year of the tour, and, it, you know, we just make it where bull riders want to come to bull riding, that they love to get on good bulls and have fun, and that's kind of where we're at.
and you have 3 beautiful little girls.
I do. I got a 2-year-old, Stella, a 5, which is Kasia, and then Joelle, 7. And the little turds are on a rodeo, too. I'm lucky I didn't have any boys because I wouldn't want them to ride bulls. I would. I don't have to go through that. So I'm scared enough why they're riding horses and running barrels. So I'm more scared for them than I ever was riding bulls. It's crazy.
They're so cute, though. I've seen them on your Natalie's really great about posting their homemade dancing videos, and I get a kick out of watching them just because, you know, of course, my daughter being 16, I don't get the cute little ballerina clips anymore like I used to. And that was before smartphones came out, so that's back when you had to whip out the camcorder to get those. So it's fun watching.
Yeah.
They're just a doll.
Oh, thank you. Everyone that comes to the house, they walk into the front door, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this is the stage. This is where the girls are at. And I'm like, what? And they go, this is where all the videos are taken. No, it's pretty cool. We're on our front porch. Yeah, that's the stage. So everyone that sees them. So but Natalie does a great job of keeping everybody posted. So my family lives all over the United States, so it's easier for them to stay in touch, too, you know, via Facebook. So, but,
yeah.
No, we're, like I said, we had growth. We're just excited to be on your show. And, you know, this is an honor for us to be a part of all the people you've had on here. We're small peanuts to what's been here, so I was happy to get the call.
Oh, hey, Jason, this is Vicki, and you absolutely are not small peanuts. You are an integral part of how rodeo grows and how we all, you know, proceed along the walk. And for our listeners that don't know, Jason did win St. Paul, Oregon, which is one of the largest 4th of July rodeos in the nation. And I was visiting with Brett earlier tonight, and he reminded me about Hermiston, Oregon, where I believe you scored 93 on Brownie's Bull, God's Gift. Hey, how about that? You remember it?
I do. Yes, ma'am. It was Camby. Camby. Brett's getting old in his old age. I wish it was him. Either one's great. No, I was fortunate to, there's a story I'll tell you about. I traveled with Zach Oaks at the time. Brett was done, so I jumped in with Zach Oaks, and I actually made the short round in Caldwell when they had the long round, short round there, and it was a tour rodeo at the time. And I had French fry in the draw, which doesn't mean much to us, but I was like, oh, I'm going to come in last hole at the tour finals and a finale thing there. And I was like, I'll just go there. And Zach's like, why are you going there? And I said, well, you know, you get tour points. He's like, you're not going to make the tour finale. You know, you're just getting points. Whoop-de-doo. And he goes, you got God's Gift in Camby. And I go, yeah, you know, I don't know, Zach. I don't think we're going to mess where he goes. And he's just like, you're going. You're going. I just have faith that you're doing it. And I'm like, all right. Took me forever to get out on him. And, you know, I guess the rest is history. It was It was one of my best rides I've ever done. It was neat. It was obviously supposed to happen. So one of the few that ever rode him. So that was one of the highlights of my career, I think. It was pretty neat.
Well, that's awesome, Jason. I know I can hear Brett talking to you as you speak, what he said to you. It just cracks me up because it's like I can hear the dialogue between you guys. We are going to take a quick commercial break. It's a quarter of the hour, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Jason Manish, and we're going to talk about his Challenge of Champions tour. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I am joined here tonight with my co-host and guest co-host, Becky Christensen and Donalyn Quintana. And we have just been visiting the first few minutes of the hour with our guest that we have on tonight. He is a family friend. He's like a son to my Aunt Vicki, and I know he's super close with my brother and cousin. And I've gotten the chance to really build a friendship with Jason and all that he's been doing with his Challenge of Champions tour. So I just want to welcome back Jason Maddox to the show. Jason, are you there?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Now I know Jason is actually on vacation, so I really appreciate the time that he's taken to be on the show tonight. He's down in, I messed it up, but the happiest place on earth with his girls and his wife tonight. They're in Disneyland, so I just want to say thank you because I know you guys just got down there, and I think you had a baseball game or something you guys were going to be doing tonight, so we appreciate you sharing the hour with us.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fun to see the excitement on these girls' faces. It's pretty neat.
Well, you're going to have to take them to I think it's Tinkerbell's Fairy, Fairy Tale Land.
Bright and early we got the fairy, they dressed up as princesses, right, first thing in the morning. They tried to talk Dad into it, but he said no.
You got to get in the little fairy autograph book. Sabrina got one of those, and she got a picture with every princess and their autograph, and those become infamous when they get older.
Yeah, no, we were excited. They're dual seven. We wanted to have still the imagination and enjoy this trip, so we got down here with them. So it's been fun so far.
Well, for the listeners that are tuning in tonight, you know, it's funny. Jason had made the comment before break about how, you know, it's just funny how God kind of weaves things in lives together, and how he met my Aunt Vicki and the family down when he was in Wittenberg, where he grew up in Arizona, and he ends up marrying Natalie, who is from my hometown and our hometown in Roseburg. And the funny thing is her mom, Italy, and my Aunt Vicki go way back. And I used to just idolize, of course, people have heard this story. I used to follow around all the Miss Rodeo Oregons. It didn't matter what year it was, but I believe Italy was the first Miss Rodeo Oregon, other than my Aunt Vicki, that I can recall just wanting to be them. And so it's just funny, you know, here we are forwarding ahead, I won't say how many years, and we're also all connected, and we're all doing whatever we got to do to keep the heart of the American cowboy alive, and I think it's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's what the great thing about rodeo is.
Well, you know, and then the funny thing is which is a story for another time, but the, you know, the connections and how Natalie and you end up back in Roseburg after all these years. So anyway, going forward, I want to talk about your what you're up to right now. And I really wanted to first start with your company. I know you have the Challenge of Champions Tour, but when we were discussing, I went down and saw Jason's event in, where were we at? Pasco. November? Was it November?
March. We do one in March, and we do a Rough Stock event in March, and then a Battle of the States in November.
Okay. And we went down there. We were going to try and do a show live there, but, boy, they are so busy down there, and they do such a great job in their events. So I want to talk about, first, the name of your company. The name of this company is Push Enterprises. And I remember when I was looking on this website, which you can find this website, and I'll give that to you, the audience, right now, so if anybody wants to go on there. It's challengeofchampionstour.com, just as it sounds. Challenge of Champions with an S, tour.com. And when you go on there and you go to the homepage, it just says right there, it's Push Enterprises, Inc., Event Productions. Share with us how you came up with that name for your company and what that means, because I think that's a pretty awesome name for your company.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we always wanted to start something. We didn't know, you know, and you have to be legal. You have to come up with a corporation name. And so what we decided was, obviously, we wanted God to take care of everything we had. That's kind of what we believed in, you know. So it means two different things. The first one, are, it's a push. It's, you know, you push on your bull rope, and you, you know, that's how you ride bulls and, you know, vice versa, who you are. And my second one that I'm actually most proud of is, and we do, is it's pray until something happens. So our corporation is Push, pray until something happens. And stuff's been happening pretty neat the last 5 years.
Well, I think it's pretty amazing when you honor and you put God first in everything that you do. It just has a funny way of His hand and His blessing. Not saying that there's never going to be any trials or challenges, but His blessings are always abound. So tell us a little bit about, because I know the Mad Dog series started first, and that started in Roseburg, and then it's just grown. And what I think is really fascinating, if you've ever been to one of your events, and the one thing I noticed when I was at your event in Pasco, is it was such a level playing field for those that were there competing, and you had such a variety of cowboys there, and the stock was really good, and I just thought it was a great way for cowboys to really get the experience that they need when they're ready to climb to different ranks if they want to. But in the same token, your series is phenomenal. I mean, what you're putting together, I left going, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, what we're, you know, it's neat is, you know, I just try to do an event that a bull rider wants to come to. That's kind of how we always stated. And when that's the day that when I don't do that anymore, when I don't pretty much fight for the bull riders, then I, you know, I'll be done. That was my goal from the start is, you know, we started with three events in Roseburg. And then from there, we did three events that first February, March, and April, because I always wanted somewhere to go because everybody knows in the Northwest, rodeo kind of shuts down, bull riding especially, unless there's an indoor facility. So I'm still riding at the time, and I'm like, well, I'll just ride at my old events. I see my buddies do it that put them on, and nowadays there's no way I could ever do that. you see me, Becky, how, I mean, you're just all over the place. You don't have time to sit down and tie your rope on and get on. So I never rode at one of my events, but that was my original start was, I want a series to where I can go through in the wintertime and get on bulls on a regular basis, but it never happened. I just got too busy and didn't get on. But so we started with three in Roseburg in 09, and then we added Central Point in 09 too. So those were our first ones. And the neat one is a lot of our bull riders all have a story. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. A lot of our bull riders have come from, you know, people involved with me or so that's kind of how we've taken on our bull riders. Central Point is our tour finals now. And I'll explain more, but it's our tour finale we do. But it came to me, one of my contractors who actually helped really start our series, a long story, but his mother died that was facing cancer. And me and Natalie were sitting Thanksgiving morning that year at Italy's house. And I always wanted to do, since I was up there, something at Central Point. I just loved that building. And so me and Natalie talked, and I said, I think we can make it happen. I mean, we had 30 days to make this bull ride happen. And I'm in my first year of production, so, you know, I'm gung-ho about anything. Yeah, we could do this. And behold, we pulled it off. We helped out, and our goal was just whatever we made would go to my contractor. And he had no idea what we were doing, and it was just a huge blessing that it even happened. And whatever, you know, we didn't make him a pile. We didn't make anything off it. We ended up donating everything to him, and, you know, but that's how the final starts. It'll always be a part of my heart. It was the Gorhams. His mom was dying of cancer. She ended up dying like a week later. But so that's kind of how our finale came around. So it always have a special part in my, you know, in my heart and everything. But the next year we added a couple more, and we got involved with affairs, which has been, so I actually called ourselves Carnies. It's been a huge thing. That's been great. I've always been the bull riders at fairs, and they've always been great. And so we started approaching fairs, fair boards and stuff. So they started, we had a couple take us on. And now we'll have, I think we have four of them this year, and possibly like six or seven of them next year will have us. So it's just slowly been a growth of it, of just that's how the events came around. And then what we have is, you know, for the bull riding, it's just, I do an invitation bull riding. So the guys, I don't have an entry system. You know, guys call and I said, you know, you earned your place. I take the top 35 guys that have been coming on a regular basis, and when those guys can't come, I'll call and invite the next kid that's coming up. You have to be a high school finalist, college, PRCA finalist, you know, all those PBR circuit finals. So you can kind of see the talent that we always have.
Yeah, and you have a really good array of it. I mean, like I said, the talent was really, I don't want to say it was equal. I mean, there was definitely, you could definitely tell, you know, who the better riders were of the night and so forth. But I, like I said, it was just a nice event. It wasn't something where you go and it's, you know, one cowboy rides the bull. You know, they actually stayed on. They actually made it exciting to watch. And that's, you know, some of the challenges of rodeo today is because with the breeding programs and everything going on is and Cody talks about it a lot, is the matching the cowboys with the stock and actually giving them a chance to gain the experience that they need to ride. So that is one thing I can definitely say about what I saw was it was definitely matched well.
Yeah, and what I always do too is I always base it off how the PBR started, you know, when the PBR would bring in five or six little contractors in. That's how I started with our bull runs was one guy brought in two, one guy brought in 10, one guy brought in six. And so you get the best of the, you know, those contractors that don't get to use. You know, I'd love to have the Mike Coreys and, you know, the John Grownies and the Kishes, you know, obviously. But these little guys, you know, they don't get to play at all. So, like, you know, Gorham Buck and Bulls, Two Bucks Rodeo, and now we picked up Crozier Buck and Bulls. And plus, you know, that we use, you know, Gary Long out of the Northwest too. And these guys, they just want to play. They're in that breeding program. You know, these guys are raising buck and bulls, and they have to go somewhere. So what I've done is taken the small guy, and we've all grown together. And they're pretty much the family of this. I'd always tell them they could kick me out any day, and they could run it without me.
I don't think they could run it without you, but I absolutely, totally, this is Vicki, I understand, because you're bringing everybody together, and all of these stock contractors have, you know, they have some awesome stock. They have great bulls and a chance to put them together. I mean, really, you are the foundation of what's building the rodeo business, what you're doing in the Pacific Northwest. And if I'm not mistaken, you have, what, 14 events planned for this year?
We do.
That is totally, totally awesome. And you are reaching out of Oregon into Washington. Where else do your events take you, Jason?
As of right now, Oregon and Washington are two states that we do. We've had some people ask us about Idaho and Northern California. But there's some spots in Oregon and Washington that I'm kind of focused on that I would really like to get first. So I'm going to try to put all my efforts into, you know, getting the better events, the better, facilities, and we just grow that way and then stretching out to those other states. I'd love to go all over, but I also, you know, comes with me, comes my whole group, like I said, that group of contractors, but all the volunteers that I have, you know, as you know, we all know, the volunteers are who, you know, make us run, and like I said, we have a great group of people, and they follow me. They make us look good. It's neat, and it's growing into a huge family. I mean, it's not just from one guy that comes. There's 15 to 20 people that come, and they
they all have their place, and it's weird. Me and Natalie have actually thought about it. It's amazing. As Vicky, you know, and you too, Becky, as you guys have done the rodeo business, you know the Christian brothers, you know how many lives you touch that these people wouldn't be where they were. We wouldn't be where we were today if it wasn't for all of us, as in, you know, we help support them, they support us, and we've all grown. They've gotten more bulls. They've gotten to go to the stay in touch with the rodeo. We have judges, the retired bull riders. You know, I keep them involved by being judges or loading bulls or doing stuff like that. You know, none of us want to leave the sport. So that's what's been a lucky thing is I've had a lot of guys that want to stay involved with me, and they're as passionate about sport as I am. So that's what the love of the Challenger Champions Tour is. We have a lot of people that just love the game, you know, to say the least.
Well, Jason, that's awesome. And I have some other questions I want to ask you, but we're going to first take a break and commercial break, station identification, and we will be back in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
4radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in tonight. Remember, you can always call and listen via your phone at 347-857-3760. And if you are actually on the call tonight and you have anything you want to visit with our guest about, please remember to just press 1, and you'll be brought into the host queue. Maria will let us know you're on the line, and we'll bring you on the air. So be sure, we'd love to have guests, so be sure to press that 1 and come on in. And then if you're listening via the Internet, you can always go to Blog Talk at www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio, that's F-O-R-E, radio, and just find our red booth, click the link, and you will be listening to us live. And then, of course, catch us in the archives. If you are listening to the show or if you miss it, you can always go to shesgonecountry.us and hit our radio show page, and our archive on-demand episodes are there. So with that being said, I am here with Vicky Christensen, my co-host, and Donalyn Quintana, my guest co-host. Ladies, how are you this evening so far? Are you doing all right?
Doing great, Vicky.
I'm really enjoying, this is Donalyn, I'm really enjoying the interview. I haven't met Jason, but I'm so impressed. Anybody that can put on 15 to 20 productions in 1 year with all, it's doing 20 wishes is a walk in the park, but these are major productions. So good on you. That's great.
Thank you.
Well, with us tonight, we have Jason Maddox, and he is coming to you live from Disneyland, where he is on vacation with his family down there. So he has taken the time to honor us with an hour of his personal freedom and visiting with us, and we thank him for that. So before the break, we were visiting about his Challenge of Champions tour, and he was sharing with us about how everything that goes into that and his stock contractors, and it was really fascinating, Jason. And what I wanted to ask you before we went to break was, because you have such a plethora of events happening in the Northwest, who are you, if someone were to look at, who are you sanctioned under? Are you your own entity? Are you PRCA? Are you amateur? I mean, what do you fall under?
We do our own. It was all the Mad Dog stuff, but we just decided I wanted guys to be able to shoot for something like they win the gold buckle and the PRCA or the, you know, the PBR. And I thought about sanctioning. First off, I wanted to try to be a PBR, but it's tough up in the Northwest because of the fact that, you know, we're kind of up in the corner, and the guys don't usually always come up there, so you end up having the same contestants I would have had even if I was a PBR, and I'd have the sanctioning fees. So that's the only downfall that I thought. And I'm a rodeo guy at heart. I always wanted to do an extreme bull, but I just never really followed that much or really learned a lot about it, but I kind of got the idea of just doing our own events and just developing our own tour in the Northwest and giving these guys. Now, last year we gave out, you know, Trace Rios saddles for the first year of the year in winter. So to me, that's huge where it's going. That was our fourth year. So that's what our goal is now, is I want to be the PBR, the Extreme Bull to the Northwest, and give these guys more added money, bigger tour finals, you know, and just really have these guys enjoy bull riding again. And that's what my goal is. And, you know, you start with the good bulls, the bull riders, you bring in the good bulls, and the fans will come, and the facilities will love you. That's kind of how our stepping stone is, and our sponsors are just taking on, you know, tenfold. It's been great.
Well, and now, Jason, you're not just bull riding, are you? You're doing other rough stock events, correct?
We do. We're going to have two events this year. We do, in Pasco, do we rough stock event, which, honestly, I mean, I've never done that before, but I didn't know how I was going to like it, you know, because I just rode bulls, and I don't know much about the horses. I just know they're crazy. And so I just was like, you know, when we picked up the building, they did it every spring there. So I wanted to keep that alive because I think in Pasco, a lot of people love that. That's an event that's just been great. So we didn't want to get rid of that, so I did it. And when I bought it took me one horse, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is exciting. This is neat to see something else come out of the bucking juice besides, you know, a bullet at one of my events. To me, that's fun there. I haven't got up enough nerve to do it anywhere else, but I always try to think of special events and make things special, you know, and so the crowd knows that. You know, instead of just doing a bull riding everywhere, like in Central Point, their fair hire this year, we're going to have the American bullfights. We're going to bring back the freestyle bullfights, and we're going to do that the second in Central Point at the Jackson County Fairgrounds.
That's awesome. I saw that. I was wondering what that meant when I was looking at your schedule. I think you had it. Bear with me here. I'm scrolling down because, you know, I was reading through your bio and kind of getting a kick out of cutting and pasting and doing all that fun stuff. But Central Point, because you do a couple shows there, don't you? Hang on a second here. Where'd you go?
We started there with that first one, and that's actually where the Challenger Champions, we just called it the Challenger Champions Bull Riding. That's what it used to be that first year.
Okay.
We started it. So we kept that, and to be honest with you, what ended up happening is we grew so fast and we got so many bull riding, so, you know, marketing, we wanted the people to know who we were. We didn't want to be Mad Dog. We didn't want to be Challenger Champions. We didn't want to be a Rough Stock. We wanted to be our own, you know, our own group. So that's where we developed the tour off of, and we fold everything underneath that. So that way, you know, everyone knows now the Challenger Champions Tour. That's what it is. You know, people are bummed about the Mad Dog stuff, but we'll keep it somehow intertwined in the events and do kind of a special bull run sometime. And that's because that's how we started, you know. And that's Mad Dog started. That's what they called me when I was rodeoing and stuff. So that's how, you know, we couldn't think of a name for our bull run. So that's how we started.
I knew. It's so funny. I remember Jesse calling me that, and I just could remember why that sounded so familiar to me. Now that all makes sense.
Yeah, well, Jesse, between Mad Dog and Peaches, he always called me Peaches too. So in college, always ate Peaches. But
well,
Central
Point,
that's
my nickname too. But my nickname is Peaches because I'm allergic to them and I'll eat them anyway.
That's awesome. But Central Point's in Medford, so that's our. That's where we have our Jackson County Fair. That's one of the fairs that hired us. So we'll do a bull ride on Friday night, and then we'll do our bullfights, which Rob has mastered over the years, and that's kind of what we're excited about. They're bringing that back down south, and our goal is to include them in a lot of our events as the years go on, if we can just find fighting bulls on a regular basis.
Well, I think you'll have a good event if you end up having it, because it is such a unique thing anymore. And I know people still crave it. They got to be crazy if they don't. That was a great aspect of rodeo back in the day when Uncle Rob and all them were still bullfighting, Miles Hare and all that going, and getting to see that, a little bit of crazy bullfighting that you only get if you were to go to Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's, you know, something to kind of bring back. Our goal is to keep rodeo and bull riding. That's what I like. That's what I did, you know. I always thought I wanted to change everything to kind of look exactly like the PBR. I mean, everything they're doing is great. But we wanted to, change all, you know, how they have all the boards and everything looks the same. So I got to talking, and I was going to switch it. And I don't know if this is going to make sense or not, but kind of just shooting at the hip here. But what I honestly like is I switched to some signs that were on our buck and shoots and a couple in the rain, and then I noticed the banners flapping in the wind. And it just reminds me of rodeo, and that's where my heart's at. So our arena will always look like a rodeo arena. It'll always have those banners that are uneven, flopping in the wind, and, you know, and the guy running by is going to get slapped with a banner, or, you know, some guy's going to hang up as he runs by the banner, and then he's going to rip it, and I'm going to owe somebody money for a banner, but it's still, you know, to me, that's the uniqueness of our events is you have a short banner, you have a long banner, and then you just have a banner that you're wondering, what did they give to have that banner there? It's, you know, 20 feet long.
Hey, Jason, this is Vicki, and that's what rodeo is all about, and that's where, you know, that's where our heart is. I mean, you know, you kids grew up through junior rodeo, high school rodeo, college rodeo, and, you know, and then professional rodeo. So, I mean, that definitely ties the whole rodeo world together.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's what I enjoy. Are they tough and they look sloppy? I mean, I it's so funny when we started them, too. I thought, oh, Natalie's never going to let these banners hang like this. And I'm not a very, if you see my truck, I got my office in my truck. So so I always thought when Natalie would come there, she's going to straighten out all the banners. And all my people that, if they're listening, that work with me, they know I always tell them, I said, hey, don't get mad if I walk back and cut your banner down and I rehang it. And I don't know, one of the things that drives, you know, your guys is, you know, Trace Rios is our official buckle. Your banner has to look nice. It's just, you know, Vicky's going to show up one day to my arena and she's going to go, why is that a rail off than everybody else's? You know, it's just the way, I don't know why I think like that, but I guess that's one of the OCD things I have about our events.
Hey, this is Vicki, and I can tell you, Tres Rios is so proud to be part of the events you produce because you do everything first class and top notch. So thank you so much for including us.
Oh, yes, ma'am. No, thank you. And plus, you're my mom. I pretty much would be banned from the family, I think, if I didn't.
Hey,
I never thought of it that way. I always use you. So for you, Natalie makes me eat all my vegetables. She's picked up where you left off, Vicki. I actually like asparagus now and broccoli and peas.
Oh, my gosh. Natalie, I love you. I'm so proud of you because that was definitely a challenge.
Just meat and potatoes. That was it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and now tell me a little bit too, Jason. We got about 2 minutes before we have to break again, but tell us a little bit about this event called Battle of the States.
The Battle of the States is awesome. It's been just an awesome thing that we developed, and the guys have taken on it. Just a quick explanation, we bring in captains. I pick all buddies I rodeoed with, and I give them a shot of being a captain of their state, say Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, you know, wherever, California, Oregon, Washington. They all bring, I pick a captain, I call them personally, invite them. They bring their four best bull riders to Pasco, to Tri-Cities there, and they compete as a team. And the last 3 years it's been, each year the guys have just grown and grown, and the prize money is growing. Would I love to add $10,000 and $15,000 all these? I think it'll come in time. Our sponsors are picking us up more, and they're starting to see the advantage of our events. But these guys have stuck with me from the small times and come when they can win, you know, $5,000 instead of $10,000, you know. So, but they compete as a team, and they're on an average. And these guys, it's neat to see the tide turn. Each guy rides, and they start cheering for each other. And it's awesome. But that's the Battle of the States.
You've got some great past champions. And I laugh because you've got on here Team Oregon, the old guys, and you've got them listed out. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing to call it the old guys, but, I mean.
That was our first year. That was great. They were the old men of the bunch, you know. And that year we only had six states, and we allowed two of them or three of them to bring two states. And there was an old man and a young man from Washington, and from Oregon. And the old man beat them. They were actually, as the years went on, they're the only team that's rode all five bulls at the event so far. They're the only ones that rode everything.
So
which is pretty neat, you know. And I, if I remember right, I think Cody Ford and Clint Johnson are the only two that are still riding. And then Dom Megler, Charlie Barker's actually riding just Bronx now, and Peter Kuntz is one of my judges. So, I think it was Brian Marshall was on there too. So Brian still rides too, but it's been, you know, who's who of the Northwest with those guys, and they got to have one big hurrah at our first event, so it was neat.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're a quarter of the hour, and we'll come back, and we're going to wrap up with Jason Maddox of the Challenge of Champion Tours. We'll be right back.
4Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. You are joining us tonight. We thank you, and I know that we have some listeners on the line, and if you have anything that you want to add to the call, please just push one, and you can come to the host queue, and Maria will bring you on the air. Also, I just want to say a quick thank you to all of our sponsors, Trace Maria Silver, Cowboy F Energy, TobeAccountable.com. We couldn't do our show without you. Thank you so much. I also want to say thank you to the Ambassador Pageants, B&B Builders and Remodeling, and Higher Scent for being our station sponsor. So thank you so much for that. Joining me tonight is my co-host and guest co-host, Vicki Christensen and Donald and Quintana. So thank you, ladies, so much for being with me this hour. I know it's been a very hectic week for all of us, and I appreciate that you guys join me each and every week as we visit and bring these guests on, and it means the world to me, so thank you. Donna Lynn, how are you doing over there? You have anything you want to visit with our guests about tonight? We've been visiting with
Well, you know what? I just wanted to make a comment. I was looking at the category of old guys, and I saw that name Charlie Barker, and I thought, if those are old guys, what does that make us? Those are kids of, you know, these are practically grandkids of guys that people that rodeoed. It's really, really humbles us a lot, Jason, to think that we're still in the game. It's unbelievable. It's Charlie Barker, my gosh. But anyway, I did want to ask one thing, I wanted to comment that Gary Long, what a fine man he was. He was responsible for donating three calves at the PBR Finals, the exclusive genetics, and raised over $30,000 for us. And we just love Gary. What a great, great guy. And I wanted to ask you, when you mentioned the word Coach Watkins, that wasn't Jim Watkins from Odessa, was it?
Oh, yeah, that's Coach. That's Jim Watkins.
He is one
of the coolest guys and, you know, biggest people that had an inspiration in my life that, you know, that taught me more than anything. That's just
I remember him.
Huh?
I actually remember him because he rode bulls the same time, that same era of John Quintana. So that goes back really, really long. I didn't realize he was – he's still the coach? Is he still the coach there?
No, he retired, I want to say it was 3 or 4 years ago. So
okay.
Now,
I mean,
okay. Casey, you're just, they're just traveling the world now. They're just – they got
wow.
a camper and just rolling around.
They're kind of gypsies
wow.
now. It's pretty neat.
Pardon?
Oh, go ahead, honey. I was just going to say, Coach Watkins, I mean, what a phenomenal person and just such a bright guy. I know when, you know, Brett, Jesse, Jason, and his brother Nathan were going to school there at OC, Coach Watkins, and, I mean, you never worried about those boys because they were taken care of. A1 mm-hmm. personality. Love him.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
so wanted
no.
to ask, I wanted to thank you, Jason. We had a girl that it represents who is helping to host Wishes up in Washington, Stevie Verdino. She had found a family that had 3 teenage sons with autism and took them to the track of the event you had in Pasco last fall.
Oh yes, ma'am, yes.
And they had a ball. They were so excited. And I thought, isn't that – but I want to thank you for facilitating that. That was wonderful. And
we do the Rascal Rodeo every morning before a event. Yep, it's really – each year that's growing great for those guys. It's been neat to see those kids come out. And all the contestants volunteer to come out and help. It's been great.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I sure like your team rodeo concept. I'm a real proponent of that. I think, you know, when you can get people, it kind of gives them a sense of community and ownership when they're rooting for their state, like an Oregon bull rider or Washington or Idaho. I like that concept. So keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. We make them all dress the same, and they all, you know, they all come in with the same attitude, like, because we make them pay out the same. So the first
That's
time,
right.
oh, it's rolling around, you can just pay me. And then before the night's over, they're walking up and say, we're a team. We came here as a team. And every year, the last 3 years, it's been the same. And, you know, the same thing. Well, you know, we'll pay out different. It's all right. If he wins around, just pay him. And then they come in. It's like a race in there. And most of them switch it and go, hey, we came here as a team. We fought as a team. And it's awesome. It's a great thing to see in rodeo. You know,
really
I
love that concept.
Yeah.
I really love that concept.
Well, this is Becky, and Jason, you know, one thing I got to share that I found, and people may not understand this, but coming from a producing standpoint and wanting your event to be the best that it can be, and always knowing that you're going to have your challenges as you're building and you're growing, or even where you have your, you know, slumps, whether it be the economy or the year or factors going on around the U.S., the one thing I thought was so awesome is looking behind the chute. And now I went to the Roughstock event show, so I saw all the Roughstock. I didn't just see bulls. I saw the barebacks and saddlebones as well. And coming from producing where there had been years where maybe we had one or two bareback riders, to see the back of those chutes full the whole night of cowboys because all of them were there to get on and to get and to ride and to be there, I thought that was phenomenal. It gave me such a warm feeling because to me it's like, yes, always look like, that's what we need to keep going, and that's what we need to keep alive. And I thought that was awesome in Pasco.
Well, what's cool about that is the bronc riders and the bareback riders, you know, and I honestly don't know how people hear of it. You know, it gets out. And these guys, the first year we did it, they were excited to come to our tour. You know, they're like, oh, no, we've heard about your bull rides. We want to come. And, you know, and so Buster, they bring their horses and, you know, B-Bar-D. And the first year and last year, the guys would tell them, hey, when we come to you, you ready? As always, your saddle are hung on them, your ropes are hung on them. I'm a bull rider. I know you got to fight an animal, blah, blah, blah. You know, we'll give you time. And, I mean, we ran the show quick as can be. Buster walked up to me afterwards, and, you know, just the kind of excitement from these guys. But he goes, I don't know how you do it. How do you have these guys with their saddles and ready to go? He's like, I can't do that at a rodeo. And I said, I don't know. They're just excited to be here, I guess. And, you know, I told them that, hey, I'm careful. We take it that way, and I'll give you all the time in the world, but you can't hold up the show. You got to roll through it, and I think, you know, you treat them as cowboys and people, you know, at any of the events. You know, I think that's what contestants want. They want to be treated like they're a part of your show. They have a say, and that's the one thing I always give them. It's an open door. Tell me what you love and you hate about our events, and let's grow it together as cowboys and make it be the best.
Yeah,
So it's been, so that was neat. But it's neat that those guys are so excited to be a part of the tour and ride at one of our events, and they love it. We brought in the best horses. The first year, I think we throttled the Bronc Riders. I mean, they've been sitting on their butts all winter long, you know, besides a couple winter rodeos, and I think we crippled them up. So they knew they were getting on the deuce, and that's how the bulls go too. So it's been fun. It's a neat thing to see.
And I think, too, this is Becky, I think, too, you said that they want to be a part of something. And, you know, I think it's that essence of what rodeo and the cowboy culture is all about. It's that community. It's that camaraderie. It's that togetherness that was rodeo then and is still, you know, to some degree is now. But with so many, you know, chances to, you know, with the media and the social media and to become, quote-unquote, you know, rodeo stars and everybody aiming for certain things, you know, all these other cowboys want to be there, but now you're giving a place for, you know, those that maybe are the weekend warrior rodeo cowboys, you know, or just, you know, summertime, and they're not year-round. They still can come, they can still feel like family, they can still participate and not feel like they have to be an elite cowboy to be part of something special, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, what? I know we're running short on that. Is yeah. The thing that – oh, sorry, go ahead. What's that? Oh, I was just going to say that one thing I didn't like about open events, and that happened to me, was when you showed up, if you weren't Ty Murray, you know, people didn't talk to you. And at our events, we walk up and shake the little high school kid's hand that comes up to the guy that, you know, to Ty Murray's. And that's the one thing I always vowed, that no matter who you are, you get treated the same, and that's kind of how – we run it. It doesn't matter if you're kicking everybody's booty today and not tomorrow. I'm still going to call and invite you. We all go through a hard spell. So just kind of a, you know, our model of thing is, you know, and I think those guys have really molded to that.
Hey, Jason, this is Vicki, and I just have to tell you that it takes every part of, you know, all of us bring rodeo together. And so, you know, absolutely, it takes, you know, from the bottom up to the top, and that's what rodeo is all about, is family. So thank you so much for, you know, bringing it all together and you know, tying it together for all of us.
Oh, you're welcome. I love it. It's, you know, people ask me every day if I, you know, I still love what I do, if I get stressed out. I couldn't have it any other way. I love doing these, and it's the, besides riding myself, it's the best thing I think I've ever done. I didn't know what I was going to do, so I'm blessed to be doing what I love.
Well, Jason, we are out of time, believe it or not. We've got about a minute till it's time to go. And I knew this hour would go quick. I knew we could talk for, you know, days upon days just because it's family. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, if you guys are, for those that are listening, if you go to the website, you can visit challengeofchampionstour.com, Challenge of Champions with an S, tour.com. And on the front page, home page, you can scroll down and you can see all the upcoming events that are for the remainder of the year. I think the next event is scheduled for June 21st in John Day, Oregon. And you can find Jason on Facebook, and the Challenge of Champion Tour page is on Facebook. And with that, we're going to close out and say goodnight and listen to Crystal Lyons with Little Cowgirl Logic. Good night, everyone.
It was a T-ball game, a new experience for me. We were usually on the road during all the summer months, so hometown adventures as such were not our norm of experiences. Colt Wrangler was on one of the teams. While the other kids knew the ropes, Colt was placed outfield where it would take a miracle for a ball to wander out that far. Good thing, he faced backwards most of the time, more interested in what might be moving in the nearby woods than what was moving on the playing field. While the other kids and the parents were getting involved in the game, Colt was picking his nose, scratching his butt, sitting down eating clover. That's when I noticed it. That crummy feeling of embarrassment because my pride was being assaulted. I was actually becoming embarrassed because my boy wasn't one of the good players. Well, actually, he wasn't a player at all. Well, what's up with that? Who made sports the defining factor of someone's worth, anyway? I began watching other parents and was embarrassed at how they responded to their children when, horror of horrors, they didn't play up to their parents' expectations. Every person is born with their own unique DNA. Within that DNA is a blueprint of who they are and what they like and what they're created for. We got to let our kids become who they were created to be and not try to shape them into whatever mold fits our personal agendas. And we've got to allow to have them, give them the freedom to fail and grow and develop. I made the choice that day to never allow society to dictate what my kids should be good at, but to encourage them to work hard at what they love. And that's when you see them shine. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Women on the Edge with Becky Ryan.
Hello, everybody. What a wonderful Monday night. This is Becky Ryan. You're listening to Women on the Edge, and I am here with my awesome co-host and producer, Maria DiGiovanni. Maria, how are you?
I am very good, Becky. It was a really great show. I know you were listening to it, and it was so fun listening to all of it from the show before, and I'm just so glad that we are here today with Women on the Edge, following She's Gone Country here on 4 Radio, and I'm feeling pretty blessed at the moment.
That's good. That's a great way to start. Today we have some kind of good news. I actually put it up on Women on the Edge Facebook page, and we have some firefighters out there in California down by San Diego posting some selfies, and we now have hundreds of thousands of likes out there because we're just so proud of our firefighters. And they're working their butts off. And so, you know, please go on over there and see some of it. It was actually just supposed to be one firefighter trying to take a couple pictures to let his wife know he's okay.
Right.
And now it's a social media firestorm. And if you recall, like last Friday, we were talking especially about the Sudanese, and I was telling our listeners, please start using social media. And to give you a little bit of background, if you're new to listening, we were talking about a pregnant woman in the Sudan. She is Sudanese, married to an American doctor who's a Christian. She declares she's been a Christian from birth, and the Sudan government has sentenced her to death last Friday because she will not say that she is Muslim. And what was just gripping is that they're going to give her 100 lashes in less than a month because they told her to have the baby. And the moment she has the baby, they're going to give her 100 lashes. They're going to allow her to nurse the baby and then hang her. So it just sickened us, and it just overwhelms me today to find out that they said because of the social media, a firestorm that happened, the husband was wheelchaired into seeing his wife today, shackled in her prison cell with her 18-month-old boy, and he is hoping and praying that the social media firestorm will continue. What's interesting is I actually was able last week, it was trending as we were going on air. So a lot of the stuff I had no knowledge of. And one of the things I found out was that he was born in the Sudan, and before the Civil War, his family fled to America. And he ended up becoming a doctor, went back, they met his wife, and they started a farm, they have businesses, they had a full-blown wedding, and one of the family members said she is Muslim by her father, who had passed shortly after her birth. And because of that, under Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, who the Muslims are following, she should be sentenced to death. And that really touched a point with me, and especially like what's going on in Nigeria with 300 young girls that were taken. They're really an attack on the Christians.
Yep. Christian women, notice.
Yes.
But this is history repeating itself. Go ahead.
It is so sickening. At no other time have we had so many murders or martyrs since the Crusades.
Yep.
So it's kind of appalling that we are doubling and tripling our numbers every year. But to have a pregnant woman married to, got married before they even had children. A beautiful lady, too. If you go on to Women on the Edge, you can see some of the articles. I'm really proud of LA Times, and I think I ended up sending you a link of it. LA Times is asking all of us to start pushing for our government to be appalled with this action and to stop this action. And we were kind of saying it as it was coming through. This is not right, and this is an American man married to an American Christian man, married to a Sudanese Christian woman, and she's about to have a baby.
Yeah, and it's just appalling. It's appalling, and I'm going to really wait and see what this government is going to do, our president, who you know, it's just appalling what's happening.
Well, one thing, I wanted to even kind of quote the Post-Examiner, I said LA Times. Outright quote, it goes and says, America must demonstrate total outrage. Because this is an outrage, we must continue to sound off for the call of freedom. Whenever in the world it is lacking, we demonstrate that we are freedom. Freedom is our most precious asset as human beings, and the freedom to practice peaceful faith without mockery, interference, or for penalty should be endorsed by every faith in every country, every government, and every institution. Currently, the Quran basically says it is not permissible to spill the blood of any Muslim except one of three instances, and the Sudan government is upholding that she has, under this law, broken it. And one of the three things, a life for a life, which that hasn't happened, a married person who commits adultery, and one who forsakes his religion. So the Sudan government says you can never convert or you're sentenced to death. And she has been convicted of forsaking her religion and committing adultery.
Right.
So that's why she gets two, the whipping and the hanging. And they declared that the children are Muslim because of her father. However, under Muslim law, it says that a child is only what its father is. Well, the father is a Christian, so there is a legal loophole there.
Right.
And I'm, you know, like right now, they're begging Western embassies to group together and fight this. Just by saying that they're protesting it, maybe going and doing some sanctions against it. Even some liberal Islamics have said that this is appalling. So I'm happy about that. And they are saying that due to the social media, they are coming forth. So I am relieved to say that, but nothing has been stopped for this woman. She is incarcerated. Her husband has ended up getting confined to a wheelchair from all news reports. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a doctor. I haven't seen this man. But they're saying that he was a healthy, big African-American Sudanese man that with the last several months being in jail has caused him to be put into a wheelchair because he cannot stand or walk. Pretty sickening.
Yeah.
How can you go? I mean, I ended up reading some of the tweets, and I couldn't help but bring the subject up over the weekend. And some of the tweets are like, oh, please, kill your baby before sending them back. The people who are trying to whip you and hang you are the same people who are going to get this child.
So they're saying kill the baby?
Yeah, they said kill the baby, her 18-month-old and the newborn, the soon-to-be-born child, the unborn child at this point. What a dilemma. Can you imagine having a child and turning them over to the people trying to kill you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, yes. And you do it. And you pray. Yes. As a matter of fact, I know exactly how it feels. And
I know
you pray. You pray. Especially as you hand them over. And that's exactly what she's going to have to do.
I was reading Moses today in Exodus, and I was thinking about Miriam, the older sister of Moses, who ended up going down. I don't know if everybody recalls the story of Moses, but the Pharaoh had declared that all Jewish babies had to be killed. And the understanding is that one of the Pharaoh's sisters, I believe, was taking a bath in the river, and Miriam, the sister of Moses, the older sister of Moses, took baby Moses down to the river, and the Pharaoh's daughter or sister ended up scooping him up and said, oh, wow, this must be one of the Hebrew children that's supposed to be slaughtered, and she took him in. And I'm kind of thinking that they have to be hoping that the person who's saying, let's execute, is going to lead to something really great. I mean, it's not even the first time this has been done, to hand your child over to the ones persecuting.
Yes. It won't be the last time. And, when, you know, again, that's why brain was created and four was birthed.
Please explain more to our listeners.
Yeah, this case is very, very personal to me, okay? Very personal to me. So they've got to do something. And if not, then what can we do as normal citizens to stop our lives and make something happen here?
Well, what's really interesting is her name is Miriam, and Miriam was the older sister that had to give her brother up to the Pharaoh's daughter.
Yeah.
And I keep saying it, if somebody ends up chiming in and it was the Pharaoh's sister, please correct me.
No, it was the Pharaoh's
It's really wild that her name is Miriam.
Yeah, no, Miriam was Moses' sister. So his Jewish sister is Miriam. That's the name of his sister. The one who put the baby in the water was Miriam.
And this is Miriam is being sentenced to the same type of a situation with even more. She's the one to die.
Yeah. This is really
And it just, in modern times, and this rationale that nobody can convert, it's just really scary to be convicted of something like this. And to be convicted of adultery when there is no adultery, but because they won't recognize the fact that she says that she's a Christian from birth and she's always been a Christian. I don't know what to say. This screams, one, that there, if they believe this so strongly, how can we, wow, I'm treading here as gently as I can. How can our governments agree to do anything if they don't even feel that we're viable?
Okay, yes, well,
if they can
execute
a female, take her baby away, well, take her baby away, then execute her, babies, how can we go into any sort of deals with these kind of people?
You can't. It's not possible. So that's why this is a human rights violation, no different than when Hitler came in and killed all the Jews. It's no different. Okay? You've got to get to a certain point where you stop and make it a human rights issue. This is a human rights issue.
It's a human rights issue, and without freedom, what are we destined to? It's just surprising me how many women's stories are coming up. And to shoot back to bring back our daughters, it's a hashtag social media right now for the Nigerian girls, 300 of them, 275 of them still believed to be alive that are being, the families are being told that they are going to be sold into slavery for something around $12.50, and we had reported it. When I think about the stuff that's going on, and I think about how come they can't find them, 300 young girls, I'm just lost for words. And I will say that trending right now is also NSA is meeting at the White House with Obama, the U.S. Capitol. And last week they were trying to finalize some of the bill, and the lawyers are trying, of NSA, trying to say, hey, we should be able to have the right to go and do surveillance. And we had been bringing this up during the summertime, and that they really have done nothing. I'm like going, NSA could probably end up turning us all around if they could find these 300 girls or 275 girls. But it seems like NSA is really only going after Americans.
Well, like it's quite an interesting time, Becky, just quite an interesting time. What is trending when it comes to just what people are saying on Facebook, what people are saying on Twitter? I mean, does anybody really care? Is it trending that people are caring, or is it just trending that it's in the news?
It is trend. When I say I'm pulling up things that are trending now, it means it's the articles that are being shared the most via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or it's the most articles being written up by companies such as CNN. We call them authority figures, CNN, Fox, Guardian. We can go and talk about the Los Angeles Examiner. When news sources such as them start putting out stories and the comments that are going through, there's a calculator that's going out there and hitting them up. And the biggest finding is, like with Google Trends, we know how many people are going to those pages and then sharing them. So I bring up news that, like with this particular one, it was trending as we were going, it was exploding. So throughout the weekend, I can only say I'm so happy that so many of our listeners and so many people out there took to social media and started sharing this appalling story. Bring Back Our Girls became a hashtag that caused people in Nigeria and different governments to end up going to social media and viewing their opinions that this is appalling, that they aren't going to go farther, that we are having the White House listen and say, hey, listen, you've got to be doing something. I, you know, like in today's time.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time understanding what the White House is doing right now.
The White House right now, I guess, is meeting, trying to find out what NSA is going to be able to do under Obama's administration. Right now, the White House has only put out some letters saying that it's shocking and appalling. The latest we had heard last week. Pardon me?
Yeah, okay, it's appalling. What does that mean in the real world? So they, what is that worth to this woman? Nothing. It's appalling.
Under the Obama administration, we have downsized our military. However, we do have our military, and this is going on right now. We have doubled our troops in Italy. Since so much is going on in Libya and Benghazi, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we are sending and doubling our troops, and it's a minute by minute if you hit CNN. Nothing more has come out, so I wasn't going to bring that up, but so far that's probably one of our biggest things other than reducing our military or getting military out of Afghanistan. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know. I didn't know that we still had people there since Benghazi.
Didn't know either.
So
interesting.
On Friday, we might be able to find out more of what's going on, but to me, that's the only thing we've really done other than impose a health care cost on every American and basically said that we're going to make something very affordable. You can keep your doctors and everything else, but at the end of the day, if you don't have $6,000, you're not going to see any benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know. By the way, tomorrow is voting day for us here.
Is what?
Is a voting day for us.
Oh,
get
a
our
voting.
Senate voting.
Gotcha.
And I have now had to promise two of my daughters, one that's in high school, and my daughter Lauren, both of them are going, you are going to go vote. You are going to go vote. I'm like, I've never had my family care that much about it.
Right.
Yes, I'll go vote. Think
oh,
it's about time. Maybe the one vote will help change at least what I see going on. I definitely would like to see a law go through on the USA Freedom Act that has not caused any restraint to the government surveillance on American citizens since 9/11. It's been open season, and I'm really hoping that heads of the House floor will see by tomorrow and as other states are going to the polls, we want change. And one thing I don't like, stop surveilling us.
Yeah, it's very interesting how that's all happening. You have about 7 minutes.
Well, we also have something really sweet, and I'd like to end with something that I thought was amazing. On Yahoo News, a woman with terminal cancer was given a surprise 50-person flash mob at her home, and I'm going to tell you, it is something so sweet. And how these people cared as their friend is battling cancer. And apparently she's been battling ovarian cancer since 2012.
Okay.
And she seemed to be in the clear. But last October, they told her, nope, the cancer's back. And not too long ago, and she was told that she is not responding to the chemo. Her diagnosis this last week was terminal. So her friends didn't want her to give up any hope in this justifiable, devastating news. So they took her on outside in her backyard, and she is in a wheelchair. You can get to see the picture of the people dancing in front of her and her sitting there in her response. It is heartfelt. As the people keep coming out one after another and she starts getting more and more surprised, they do not want her to quit fighting. And I think we all need to enjoy something like this. why not live while we're still alive? And that's what I got out of this video. So please go click it, share it, share some love. A lot of people are having some tragedy going on in their life within this world, and that was a silver lining. We know cancer, and Maria, part of what we do is on the foundation of somebody we know that has passed from cancer. And if we can have some silver linings at the end of the day, we need it. And I beg the listeners to continue voicing concerns, voicing love, voicing to make a change. And we're here to empower and elevate and bring out that voice to a whole new level, and social media is something that can do this. Maria, on Monday, let us go and find out that this pregnant woman has been released. I mean, we need some prayers. I don't know what else is going to happen. I want to go and send some Navy SEALs or airborne rangers and get this woman out of there and that man, these babies.
Yeah, something has to be done. They have to do something, and it has to be done in the name of human rights, and it has to be done by the UN. Has to come in and do something that's going to, but here's the deal, and this is what the big aha moment I had. War is being fought so differently now. And what we thought war was before, such as all of the wars that we've been in, it's not like that anymore. The wars that we are fighting are different. They're technological, they're psychological, and very sad. Because if, like I said on Friday, if this succeeds, it puts a seed that is devastating to women worldwide. And I pray that the enemy doesn't win here this battle, because we know he doesn't win this war. But I pray he does not win this battle. But whatever the enemy has for bad, God shall make it good, and he will be glorified in it.
How much more time do we have?
We have 2 minutes.
Well, I'm going to bring up a subject to make people think. What if it was a Muslim woman in a Christian country? I would still care. I would still care. And I'm just like thinking about this. Right now in Italy, which we love, I cannot wait. I want to go one day. I have not. But I love their food. A woman that was staying at an Italian hotel was actually arrested and charged for wearing a bikini when the majority of the people in the surrounding areas go topless. But the Muslims ended up going in and said that she had violated Sharia law, and they won. The hotel is not allowed to have women in bikinis. I'll put that on trending now.
Wow.
On our Women on the Edge. I'm sure that there's more to this, but that is trending. And I do think that we're showing that we would definitely support their laws. I don't know why these women had to cover up in Italy where they're topless.
Yeah, that's a little crazy, but you have 1 minute.
They go topless?
Yeah, they go topless. You've got 45 seconds, Becky.
45 seconds. I'm praying for the women. And please think about this. It is an attack on women. It is an attack on our security, and it's an attack on our freedom. Continue with the social media push. Keep this to the top. Elevate these people's voices that cannot. And I will see you this Friday. This is Becky Ryan, Women on the Edge, with my awesome co-host, Maria DiGiovanni, and we will be here.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com, and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.